First time we've had a chance to talk in the new year. You've had some duels, some invites here the last 2 weeks. You feel like the kids came back from Christmas break in pretty good shape. You guys are off to a good start here early on January, aren't you?
Yeah, I felt really good this past week. Just getting a little bit healthier day by day, still dealing with some stuff, and the energy's been really good in the room, and I think it really kind of showed this week, winning a couple of duels, and then doing really well at Amherst Invite with, you know, only filling 9 weight classes down a couple guys, but I felt overall we really competed well coming out of break. I think those duels are important to kind of get yourself amped back up before you go to a tough tournament like Amherst. So that was really good to have those before this past Saturday.
Good teams involved, Coach. Amherst, Plainview, a couple of good team boys separated by a point. You know, Gibbon was, boy, talk about top three separated by 2 points. And that was it.
Yeah, really, really good team race up there. And really good to see. There's really quality wrestling. Wasn't a ton of kids this year, but the top 4 or 5 in each bracket was very quality. And that's, you know, that tournament's known for that. And that's another reason why we just keep going there is just you get to the top end. And if you can get a medal there, you're going to have some success down the road. And I felt really good about where we're at with some of our kids and some things we got to obviously improve on. But yeah, really good tournament. It was a fun watching the team race.
I saw your post the other day on the duels, your state duels. You want to be in that in the worst way, and you so far so good. You're right up there to hopefully get qualified and have a chance to compete in that here pretty soon.
Yeah, that's always a goal of ours, and we can fill, you know, a competitive number of weight classes, and we can fill up to 13 when we're healthy. And that's a goal of ours is to make it to state duels. And, you know, part of that is your schedule and some of the things you can control in that or scheduling some tougher opponents and you need to win those duels. And we've kind of put ourselves in a position to where we'll have a chance, obviously. You know, we got 3 duels left and each one of those is really important. If we want to have a chance, we'd probably have to win all 3. But really besides the point, you know, that's all good. We want to do that. We just want to continue to get better at wrestling. And, if state duels happen and we get better at wrestling, great. If we just get better at wrestling and we don't qualify, we'll take that too. So it's a goal and we talk about it, but it's not life or death here. And, you know, if we make it, great. If not, we're just happy to be in the wrestling room and getting better every day.
Are you battling the crud a little bit? Seems like all the coaches, doesn't matter what winter sport is going on, is going through the colds and stuff like that. Has that been hitting your team a little bit now and then as well?
Yeah, we've had some kids sick. I don't know if we've really hit the prime of that yet, which is kind of scary. With what's left, but I know our elementary has been hit pretty hard, but yeah, we've had some sickness go around through our team, but nothing detrimental yet. So cross our fingers we can survive here another month and a half.
Coach, I think it's a light week for you. Just a 1 meet, if I'm not mistaken, SEM and their invite coming up on Friday.
Yeah, just 1 tournament this week on Friday. So it'll be nice this next weekend that the kids will get 2 days off on Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, just kind of a light week for competition. And, you know, we go from having 3 this past week where they got to make weight 3 days to just needing to make weight 1, and that's going to be huge. You know, we can work on just getting better in the room rather than just preparing for tournaments. So we'll have, you know, 3 good days of practice, a solid days of actual practice, and then a preparation day. So it's going to be really important that we work on us getting better and more offensive and scoring points. And, you know, I feel really good about that. And our mind shift over Christmas break was really good. And we just got to continue that, you know, here in the push to the end.
You got some state rated teams that are planning to be at this SEM invite.
You know, I think Loomis was going to be there, but I'm not sure. But you know, Kearney High brings their JV, mm-hmm. And their JV is as good as any Class D team. So, I you know, there's going to be some. Wilcox Hildreth is there. North Central's got some solid kids, Maxwell, Loomis, obviously Kearney High, Elgin Public, us, and Silvermere. There's a good mix of, I would say, just overall, there's going to be some solid kids there. I don't know if there's high-end talent team-wise like there was this past week, but there's going to be some really solid kids. You probably won't see the team part of it. You know, we're a ton of state-rated kids in the team side, but, you know, some of those kids are probably in teams that could be rated, you know, anywhere their team could make it, you know, into the top 10 if they wrestle well. So, it'll be a good tournament. It won't be like, you know, like I said, Amherst or even the Fran Jorgensen, but it's still going to be a really good tournament.
Finally, Coach, a week from Saturday is your conference tournament. Hard to believe that's going to be here at Bertrand, and that's always kind of a goal. You'd love to win your conference tournament.
Yeah, you know, we know it's going to be difficult. You know, there's a lot of really good teams in our conference, you know, Arapahoe, Highline, Hitchcock County, Southern Valley, they all kind of feel the same way that we do, is if we wrestle really well, that we'll have a chance and put ourselves into the situation to where we potentially could become conference champs or right there at the end. And yeah, that's a goal of ours every year, is to be really, you know, finishing high. And we've had a lot of success finishing, you know, top two or better the last 3 years. And that standard is the same, and our kids know that. And I feel like we kind of start peaking. Our beginning of our peak is about the right time, and then it kind of carries us into district. So I'm really excited to see, you know, our kids wrestle this week and get better, and then really see where we're at, measure ourselves up against our conference next week. And it's always fun, you know, getting together with the coaches in the area and battling it out. You know, everybody that's competitive has the same mindset that I do, and it's fun to compete against those guys.